From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Another day of intensive physical therapy is on tap for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Doctors in Houston removed a temporary drainage tube from Giffords' skull yesterday and relocated her from intensive care to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston. From member station KUHF, Carrie Feibel reports.
Doctors say they're pretty confident that Giffords is no longer at risk for infection. That's why they made the decision to move her to the Institute for Rehabilitation and Research. They've also increased the hours she is spending with physical, occupational, and language therapists. Dr. Imo Isiku is a neurologist with UT Health Memorial Hermann.
You know, she's very interactive with us. I can tell when I go in and I'm examining and so forth that she's cooperating and interactive and aware of what's going on. So I think along with everything that's been said, it's progressing quite remarkably.
Giffords can't try to speak until doctors remove a tracheotomy tube. That may take a few days, even though Giffords is breathing and swallowing on her own. But language therapists have already begun working with her, using questions and gestures to stimulate interpersonal communication. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
Parts of the East Coast are at a standstill following a storm carrying heavy snow and ice. Hundreds of thousands of utility customers are waiting for crews to restore service. Pepco utility spokesman Clay Anderson says crews in the Washington, D.C. area had to deal with downed power lines caused by thunder snow. The system stretching from Tennessee to New England is expected to dump more than a foot of snow on New York. People have been arguing for decades over whether abortion endangers a woman's mental health. NPR's Nancy Shute reports that a new study should settle that debate.
Scientists have worked for years to try to figure out whether abortion harms mental health. This new study in the New England Journal of Medicine says it does not. Danish researchers looked at the health records of 85,000 women who had had first trimester abortions. Those women were more likely to seek mental health treatment while they were pregnant, but didn't need more help after having the abortion. Robert Blum, an expert in the field of reproductive health at Johns Hopkins, says this study should end political debate on the issue.
There is no post-abortion trauma, post-abortion syndrome, or anything of the like.
The study also looked at women who chose to have a baby. They did well while pregnant, but some had serious trouble with disorders like postpartum depression after they gave birth. Nancy Shute, NPR News, Washington.
High unemployment caused a jump in foreclosure activity last year in major metropolitan areas that had escaped the brunt of the crisis. According to RealtyTrack, the online firm that monitors foreclosures, late payments and foreclosure notices rose 149% in over 200 of those areas. RealtyTrack says Atlanta, Seattle, and Houston posted the highest increase. This is NPR. The government's so-called color-coded terror warning system is being phased out and will be gone by the end of April. The system used to communicate various threat levels was implemented in response to the 9/11 attacks. Homeland Security officials say it's now time for a more targeted process. Public announcements will be distributed to news organizations and other media outlets. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi has banned the sale of bath salts. It's not the actual substance used for taking baths, but a dangerous recreational drug that's growing in popularity. Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports that its sale is now a third-degree felony, which carries up to 5 years in prison.
The white powder falls under innocuous-sounding names like Ivory Wave, White Rush, and Ocean Burst. But Attorney General Pam Bondi says the drug, when ingested, can cause users to think they are seeing monsters or even fly.
Our kids can overdose on this. So what we want to have done, we want to have it made a Schedule I drug. And to put it in perspective, that's right up there with cocaine and heroin.
The powders often contain the chemical known as MDVP. Bondi issued the temporary ban with special concern to students preparing for spring break that may be prone to jump off balconies. Louisiana has already banned the products, and several other states, including Florida, are considering permanent bans. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Tallahassee.
Border police in El Paso, Texas say an American missionary has died after being shot in an area of northern Mexico where drug cartels are fighting for control. Authorities say Nancy Davis died of head wounds after her husband rushed her back to the U.S. for medical treatment yesterday. A statement from the U.S. Customs Service did not indicate where Davis worked. This is NPR News. Support.